Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition, but it's a very special live Sunday edition.
Very special.
It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
We are here at, Porkfest Eve?
Porkfest Day Zero. Porkfest Eve. I love it.
Yeah.
Let's call it that.
That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival here at Lancaster, New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. And we are here at, the sun's still up and it is beautiful to see the sun's going down, the mountains in the background. It is really a picturesque area.
Mm-hmm.
And people are getting ready for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It doesn't start until tomorrow. It's intimate and it's nice. We decided that you are setting up the free aid.
Yes, that's FR33 aid is an organization that provides volunteer first aid to the Porcupine Freedom Festival participants and other Liberty events as well.
And these are generally like-minded, medical professionals.
Yep.
Is that about right? And how many of them do you have for your organization?
The team has over 30 volunteers all around the world so far. But at Porkfest, we may have, maybe on the order of a couple dozen people joining us, and we'll probably pick up more. Actually, last year at Porkfest, we met an EMT who just volunteered, "Hey, you guys are the first aid tent. Hey, I'll come over and sit with you." And he was like one of our best volunteers all week.
And, mostly you're just handing out Band-Aids and hanging people that have gotten a little
Band-Aids,
too much sun.
Band-Aids, sunblock, condoms, anything you might need in
right,
the woods.
Yes.
Hand sanitizer.
But if something really, you had an incident last year where somebody was confused, is that right?
A number of incidents where people were confused because there were maybe some mind-altering substances being imbibed. But, we of course use our judgment, and if we can't handle it, we will absolutely refer the people to the nearest hospital. And, we did that a couple times last year, actually, because, we had, skin infections or severe things like that. If it can't be handled with a Band-Aid, and some love, then we're probably going to send you to the hospital.
But it's nice to have medical professionals there, too, to let folks know. And so
believe how many people forget, important items that they might need for Porkfest. People will come for the whole week, not bring sunscreen. And there's a whole lot of Caucasian people here.
You're going to need that sunscreen, kids.
Yeah. If you haven't come yet and you have to pack, bring sunscreen, bug spray, Band-Aids. You never know what you're going to need.
And apparently condoms.
Well, you might need those, but some people might not.
You might not. But you pack them just in case.
Right.
So,
unless you're a lesbian, I guess.
I suppose. Maybe you can at least make balloons with them. You packed. You wanted to get set up early so that...
That's why we're here. And thank you, Mark, for coming up early. I know you brought your whole family up and your dog, and it's great. And I wanted to get an early start tomorrow because I know we're going to be busy all week. I'm going to be busy all week doing not just free aid, but a lot of other stuff.
And Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting all week long here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. We're going to be doing what we normally do this evening, which is take calls from all over the country and all over the world of people who want to talk about different things. And you had something about people's incomes decreasing.
Yeah, this was a really interesting article that I wanted to share with the audience. It caught my eye, I think, yesterday as I was just browsing some news. So it's from the Washington Post, and the headline is "Americans saw wealth plummet 40% from 2007 to 2010," Federal Reserve says.
40% is a huge reduction
in
wealth.
Yeah, it's almost half. And that was just over 2007 to 2010. And I wonder how many people can relate to
this. I wonder if it's come back a little bit up to 2012.
Maybe they just don't have the data, but I don't know. I haven't really seen the real growth in the economy roaring back,
Most
the last
people
two
haven't.
Years. Yeah, and I wonder if the average American saw their wealth plummet 40%. Some people saw it plummet more than that, and that's a huge deal. So here's the article by Ilan Mui, K Mui, Q. Sorry. The recent recession wiped out nearly two decades of Americans' wealth, according to government data released Monday. So this is the government admitting that it's gone down 40%. They have every incentive to say that this is not the... Well, maybe they don't. Maybe they do have sort of an incentive to say, oh, this is a crisis and we need to, you need to trust us to step in and fix it, right? But I don't know. I think people generally think that the government is like responsible for the economy or is somehow pulling the strings or whatever. And so if the average person's wealth has fallen 40%, then maybe they'll be angry and blame the government for that or something like that, you know? So I don't know what the real incentives are here, but I wonder how accurate those numbers really are.
Well, what I would say would be the presidential administration that's in currently has every incentive to make the economy look good.
Yes.
And that the opposing party has every incentive to make the economy look bad.
So maybe
hopefully what that means is that whatever government organization has enough on both sides that they have to, you know, make the numbers look as fair as they can in the process. That's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't get much worse than Americans have their income, you know, drop by 40%.
Yeah.
Now, is this spending power or is this the average American and therefore that's saying a bunch of people are out of work?
Well, let me read you a little more detail. The Federal Reserve said the median net worth of families, so median net worth of families, plunged by 39% in just 3 years, from $126,000 in 2007 to about $77,000 in 2010.
And that's their net worth?
Of families, yeah.
Okay, so what that says to me is that it's housing price. A lot of families have a lot of their net worth in houses, and from 2007 to 2010, properties were worth a lot less. I know in Sarasota, Florida, where I was from, properties that in 2001 were worth $125,000 went up. I'm just talking about a house that I lived in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know the numbers. In 2001, it was $125,000. In 2006, it was $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2010, it was $110,000 to $125,000 again. So basically, they went from 1999 to 2006, they gained this and then lost it all in like a year and a half.
Yeah, well, they actually say in this article, it says that decline puts Americans roughly on par with where they were on average in 1992. So it's like going back 20 years.
Wow.
In terms of
two
wealth.
2 decades lost of wealth.
Yeah, it's a shame. I wonder, too, how many of that is like college loans that people can't pay back. Like, does that count towards your net worth if you have a lot of debt?
Well, sure, it goes against it.
Yeah. So the data represent one of the most detailed looks at how the economic downturn altered the landscape of family finance. Over a span of 3 years, Americans watched progress that took almost a generation to accumulate evaporate. The promise of retirement built on the inevitable rise of the stock market proved illusory for most. Homeownership, once heralded as a pathway to wealth, became an albatross. So, can't disagree with that. We all saw that happen to a lot of people. I mean, it was funny because, at the time there was this big crash, 2008 or whatever, 2007, I was hearing a lot about how all these universities lost, like, most of their giant endowments. And people
really?
Lost their pensions, yeah. I don't know. There was just a lot of stuff like that happening, and it just made it really obvious.
Yeah, I mean,
those endowments are heavily invested in the stock market, too, and, mutual funds and other things.
It's hard to, it's hard to speak for, other families, but, I look back at situations, and if I'd known then what I know now, and you could have changed things. I mean, I could have been a millionaire if I would have pulled out at exactly the right time in the housing bubble and sold and then decided to rent at that point and taken that money and put it in gold. Is shot up. You put that money into gold and then, it goes from 250 to 1600. I mean, it could be very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
You hear about the wealthy doing even better, getting bailouts, these guys getting their bonuses in these in corporate America.
Yeah.
And I think people that do well should get bonuses. I don't have a problem with that.
But they haven't done well. I mean, that's the thing.
Well, we don't know whether they've done well or not because some of them were forced to take the bailouts.
Well, I mean, the very reason that, the idea that they're going to get bailouts because they're too big to fail, like in these banks and stuff, I mean, is what incentivizes them to act recklessly with other people's money.
Do you think the banks knew that they were going to get bailed out when they were acting recklessly? I don't think they necessarily knew. What evidence did they have of that in the first place? I mean, how did they know?
I guess I don't know because I haven't worked in that industry. But I mean, the government, I think, was starting to send signals that they would. Didn't they bail out? The first bailout was Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, right?
Sure, but that's a government program, basically.
Yeah, it is. But I think that the private banks were looking to that as an example of what they would do.
I don't know whether the banks thought they were going to get bailed out or not. I do know, however, that they now have the signal that they're going to get bailed out.
Yes.
So, that can't be good for the marketplace. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. You can give us a call, talk about anything you want. 855-450-3733.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh. He ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's a very special Sunday, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Special because we're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in Lancaster, New Hampshire. We're getting it all kicked off, warmed up on Pork Fest Eve.
Yes, we are. You're like the opening act for yourself, because you're going to be on with Ian every night this week, right?
I probably will take a couple. Ian and I will both take some nights off this week.
There's so many guests.
Yeah, there's
so, and somebody has to go and like wrangle the guests, too. I understand that.
All three of the hosts are here, you, Ian, myself, and then we've got Stefan Molyneux and Ernest Hancock. So, and these are, you know, and Stefan Molyneux is from Free Domain Radio.
Yeah, I love his show, personally.
Ernest Hancock is from Declare Your Independence.
Another great show.
Both very talented broadcasters. So we've got five talented broadcasters here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, you know, the most you need is two people sitting in here to do a program. Frankly, one of them can do interviews.
Sure.
So at any point, you know.
And then there are, I mean, a lot of other people, too, right? Angel Clark, Flaming Freedom. Yep, she's going to be here. I think I'll be on her show one of these days.
Right. This is another talented broadcaster. I certainly would not want to leave her out. I just wasn't aware that she was going to be here. So anyway, we were talking in the last segment about Americans losing their net worth.
Yeah, and especially the middle class, which we'll get into a little bit more.
Right. That's an important part that we really need to mention here. But one way that you can, salvage what there is of your net worth is to buy things that last, things that are of high quality. Because, you know, obviously you're going to purchase things. But when you get high quality stuff, you don't have to replace it. It increases your standard of living.
Especially if it's something you use all the time.
Right.
I'm a big advocate of investing in the things that you always use.
Absolutely. If you're going to use something, get something that works, because you don't want the experience to be lesser. So one of those companies that creates great products is the Sea Crane Company. If you're familiar with the Sea Crane Company, like I was before they started advertising here on Free Talk Live, you already know that everything they make is of the highest quality. I've bought many things from the Sea Crane Company, and I've never had any problems with returns or anything not being up to my standards. But if you do, they've got great return policies, too. And one of the products that they have over there that really impresses me is the CC Radio 2. If you're not familiar with the CC Radio 2, it has a really awesome FM reception. You would expect that in a radio. But where it really excels is the AM reception. It is the single best portable radio you can get that, as far as AM reception goes. You can, you know, stations that you can just barely get on other radios, you can really pick up with the CC Radio too. It's got a twin coil ferrite AM antenna, and it's designed and set up. It's got all the parts. You know, the tuner is much bigger for the AM radio than many of the cheapies. AM's just an afterthought these days for most radio companies, but not the Sea Crane Company. So if you want to get one of these great radios like I have, you can go to seacrane.com or call them at 800-522-8863. And when you mention Free Talk Live when you're checking out, either online or on the telephone, you can get a free flashlight. Just let them know. And everybody needs a free flashlight, and it's a cute little flashlight and a little LED, and it'll be good on batteries. It's seacrane.com. Mention Free Talk Live or call them at 800-522-8863.
All right, Mark. Well, I wanted to get a little bit more into this particular aspect of the story, because we talked about how Americans, you know, average net worth has gone down about 40%.
Plummeted.
Yeah, from 2007 to 2010. And we don't even know, like, from 2010 to 2012 what has happened, because they're always a few years behind with their data and stuff. So I doubt it's really changed too much, though,
yeah,
right?
I would think that it hasn't changed too much.
Yeah. So I want to read a little bit more about this. The recession caused the greatest upheaval among the middle class. Only roughly half of middle-class Americans remained on the same economic rung during the downturn, the Fed found. And this was apparently, this study was done by the Federal Reserve. So take that for what it's worth.
And I think that, the fact that it's done by the Federal Reserve, to me, to some extent, makes these numbers unimpeachable, because it was the Federal Reserve that did this quantitative easing of trillions of dollars that, you know, the average American didn't even know about, just pumping money into the monetary system. And, you know, this was the bail. These were the bailouts. The Treasury was behind the bailouts. But, you know, these bailouts bailed out the people at the top of the ladder. They say that the net worths didn't affect the rich people as much as they affected the middle class.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
It's proof positive of what we were saying on Free Talk Live all along, that, you know, these bailouts were so important that middle class people had to bail out rich people. Why couldn't rich people bail out rich people?
Or yeah, or they,
why couldn't the people who are responsible for these mistakes bail themselves out?
Right.
And I'll admit that the government created a situation, an environment in which these companies reacted, and so it's not entirely these companies' faults. I get it, but that doesn't mean that the average, the middle class, should have to pay for it.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, whether it's done by taxes or inflation, we all pay for it. I mean, especially if they inflate the money supply to sort of like create new money to give to companies as bailouts, banks and stuff like that. We're all paying for that because at the end of the day, all of our money is worth less if we're holding dollars.
Absolutely.
Right? So let's see. Their median net worth, the value of assets such as homes, automobiles, and stock, minus any debt, and suffered the biggest drops.
I want to address, I'm sorry, I'll let you read that sentence again. I want to address this idea that printing money affects the value of, you know, your currency.
Well, it's more like, I guess more like creating numbers on a computer screen nowadays, right? But yeah,
I think what's
same
important,
concept.
Though, is that you could buy the same amount of gasoline with silver dimes as you could back when 1965 when they stopped minting silver dimes.
Yeah.
So the silver,
so silver holds
hasn't
its value,
changed.
Basically.
Right. The silver hasn't changed. The, you know, you see commodities like oil, gasoline going up. The gasoline hasn't changed. It's just the value of your money's diminished. Gasoline isn't more expensive now.
Right.
Your money's worth less.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not exactly the same because a silver dime right now, I've looked this up recently, is worth about $2. So, I mean, you can't buy a gallon of gas for $2, but
I'm not sure that
closer.
I'm not sure that you could buy a gallon of gas for a dime in 1965.
Oh, maybe not. I just heard this this meme. There's a meme out there about, like, a gallon of gas for a dime, and it's supposed to be because it's a silver dime. So I don't know if we'll ever get there or if we ever were there, but it's close, you know? It's close. Maybe two dimes?
We were certainly there at one point,
yep.
You know, when, you know. But
I mean,
the price of metals values at that time, too.
Well, and, of course, how much of the price of gas is the taxes that go into it?
Sure.
I mean, they're different in different states, but there are tons of gas taxes that drive up the price. And, actually, if you look at Europe, I mean, they're paying, you know, a certain price for crude oil, yes, but there are lots of taxes that are kind of meant but like to incentivize people not to drive, right? So because there are these social policies in place in a lot of places, so they don't want people to the ordinary people driving cars.
Gallon of gas was 18 to 21 cents per gallon in 1965.
18 to 21 cents per gallon in 1965.
So two. So.
Okay, so that actually is pretty close. So two silver dimes. That is actually very close. Interesting. So, all right, the median net worth, the value of assets such as homes, automobiles, and stocks, minus any debt, suffered the biggest drops for the middle class, that is. By contrast, the wealthiest families' median net worth rose slightly. So the rich basically
got richer,
as they say.
Well, they got bailed out.
They did, yep. So Americans have tried to rebalance the family budget, but have found it difficult to reverse the damage. And don't you love that when the government is, like, spending all this money and at the same time are giving these speeches about how you have to cut back and be austere? And
yeah, well, they absolutely want the poor and the middle class to be austere.
Right. All right. Well, it's Free Talk Live, and we'll be back with more.
855-450-3733.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We are here at Rogers Campground doing a remote broadcast. If there's a little difference in the audio sound quality, that would be why. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And so we're going to be here all week interviewing people. This is kind of day zero.
It's Porkfest Eve. I like what you said before.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest Eve. It hasn't really started. People are just kind of getting set up and that kind of thing. But you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. We've been talking about how Americans have had their spending cut over time, or excuse me, not their spending,
their net worth
cut over.
Probably their spending too. They've been forced to cut it because, unlike the government,
my family.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
I can't remember. My wife is out here in the audience, but she would be happy to tell you the ridiculous amount of money I used to spend on lunch when I would, you know, I was an account executive for a lifestyle magazine in Sarasota, Florida, buzzing around in my little convertible black sports car. You know, I think my budget was something like $2.50 a week for lunch. It was some ridiculous amount of money. And, you know, of course, I had to get fruit juices and coffees and all these other things, not just lunch, but these kind of things. No way! I mean, I don't know what we spend on, you know, organic grass-fed beef these days, but, you know, things have changed.
Yeah, but, I mean, think of the ratio of nutrition to cost.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
It's probably a lot more nutritious, even if it is, like, slightly more expensive than buying just conventional food.
Certainly. And you know, lifestyle lifestyles change.
Maybe
entirely.
You're saving a lot of money on medical bills that you won't have in the future because you're investing in yourself. That's how I look at it anyway.
But speaking of foods, there's an interesting story out of the UK, and this has been basically a story that's been going on all week, and I haven't had a chance to address it. But I think it's kind of interesting. There's a young girl named Martha Payne, and she's from Argyle, and she was doing a nutrition blog on her school lunches.
Uh-oh. Now, recently, whenever I've heard about somebody who has a nutrition blog in the news, like there was that the diabetes warrior, right, who blogged about his paleo diet, which is something that I'm interested in, actually, and he got smacked down by the North Carolina Dietitian Board or something like that because they said he was trying to give, you know, dietary advice or something like that without a license, and they wanted him to, like, scrub his blog and take down all these blog posts that were talking about what he eats.
That's right. They didn't like the idea that he was, was advocating some kind of paleo diet, something that was different than whatever the food pyramid
which
is.
Which, according to him, really helped his health, really helped improve his health.
Right, and there are lots of people that have said the same thing. There was one of these TED interviews or whatever where this woman talks about how I think she had MS and basically had many of her symptoms cured as a result of paleo diet. And, you know, if that had these effects for people, I'm not going to say it's not true.
Well, I mean, I have stories sort of like that. I mean, it's N of one, right? Personal experience almost can be worse than, bad studies sometimes. But, you know, personally, I started eating low carb, which is similar to paleo,
about, the Atkins diet, right?
About 10 years ago, and I lost about 75 pounds. I was way overweight. I needed to lose it, you know.
Were you the same height as you are now?
Yep.
Okay.
And then recently, I started eating paleo, which just, you know, tweaking a couple things and switching to grass-fed meat.
Right, yeah.
And I had this, like, basically allergic skin reaction on my hands. Like, I would be really sensitive to certain soaps and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. My fingertips would get all shrivelly and cracked and stuff like that.
I've seen that.
The skin wasn't very happy, and it disappeared when I went paleo. So, I can't say that, you know, this was for sure what it did. I don't want to go back to eating, you know, what I did before and see if it comes back. That would be the real test, right? I don't really want to do that. You know, it stayed away the whole time.
If it's working for you, why in the world did you do that?
Yeah, I mean, just to prove a point, right, that it was caused by the...
Right. I don't really care about the people that want, you know, hard science on my diet and my lifestyle. You know, I'm not interested in providing you with hard science.
Well, I was convinced by the science in the first place because it makes sense. Like, you know, I was interested in nutrition and biochemistry, and it makes sense when you learn about it from a perspective like that, but you know, if you just think about it on a real basic level, like humans had 4 million, you know, lots and lots of evolutionary time to develop certain genetics, and those were developed when we were hunter-gatherers.
Sure.
And so hunter-gatherers ate a certain diet, and that didn't include lots of things like corn and grains and sugars.
Sure.
And
the agrarian revolution didn't start
vegetable oils and
10,000 years ago, maybe.
And you could argue that it caused the rise of the state too, because people were staying in one place and the state could take some of your rice and grains. And so as people who are interested in liberty, maybe
it didn't start violence or coercion by I would not think at all, but the state is, you know, just an organization that, you know, quote unquote provides protection in order to, you know, but you have this sort of mandatory taxes, the tithe towards the state, and it's basically a gang that keeps other gangs out and keeps you under control. And yeah, absolutely, it absolutely started at that time.
Agrarian revolution.
Yeah,
it's hard to control a group of hunter-gatherers.
It started with the Jericho, this walled city that supposedly the Israelites marched around for 7 days or whatever, and all the walls fell down.
Well,
but
anyway,
that's where it started.
So tell me about this girl who did. I didn't mean to derail the conversation too much, but I get nervous whenever I hear about a diet blogger because, ooh, usually somebody doesn't like that. Somebody in government who has the power to take them down.
This is more of a sort of reporting of, this is a little girl in school.
Oh, so she's like a whistleblower.
I suppose you could call that. She's just taking pictures and talking about her meals.
They must be really embarrassed at what they're serving for lunch if they don't want her even taking pictures of it and reporting on it.
This is coming from the BBC, and it says, Never Seconds, that's the name of the blog, blogger Martha Payne, school dinner photo, ban lifted. So it says, the controversial ban preventing a 9-year-old from photographing her school meals has been lifted following a storm of protests on the Internet. Martha Payne from Argyle has now recorded more than 3 million hits on her Never Seconds blog.
Wow.
Now, this
is what
happens.
Skyrocketed her blog to popularity.
Right. This is what happens every time. Listen, if you work for the state and you think you can stop people from talking on the internet by shutting them up, this is what happens.
The opposite effect.
This is, I'm sure, a poorly written blog by a 9-year-old with pictures of her food, including what looks like a rocket pop. I mean, this is not riveting stuff, but the state made it interesting by trying to shut her up. Argyle and Butte Council says press coverage of the blog has led to the catering staff of her school to fear for their jobs. Well, why would they fear for their jobs? Unless
they're
providing crapola for these kids to eat.
Yeah, well said.
Council leader Rodney McCush later told the BBC he has instructed senior officials to lift the ban immediately. The schoolgirl's father, David Payne, who helped her set up the blog, welcomed the decision. Martha began publishing photographs of her, oh, good Lord, what's the name of this school? Lochgill-fed primary school lunches on April the 30th. It hasn't even been going on that long.
Wow.
She gave each meal a foodometer and a health rating and counted the number of mouthfuls it took her to eat it. Not riveting stuff.
Well, that sounds like, for a 9-year-old.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just thinking that,
habits of, gauging how nutritious your food is.
I could be watching a remote-controlled dead cat helicopter rather than reading this stuff.
And, now that's entertaining.
Right.
I saw the cat copter. I know what that is.
So she had been using the blog to raise money for the Mary's Meals charity in a post.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, but she has all the best intentions, no doubt, but she wouldn't get 3 million hits on this thing if it hadn't been for them, for her taking the pictures.
Yep.
She posted on Thursday evening, she said that her head teacher had told her to not take any more photographs for the blog. Under the headline, goodbye, the post stated, "This morning in maths, I got taken out of class by my head teacher and taken to her office. I was told I could not take any more photographs of my school dinners." And my dad always called lunch dinner, too, so I suspect that's what was going on here, because of a headline in the newspaper today. So I guess the local newspaper mentioned it. The council's decision to impose the ban came after the Daily Record newspaper published a photograph of Martha alongside Chef Nick Neum under the headline, "Time to fire the dinner ladies." Speaking in BBC's Radio Good Morning Scotland program, Mr. Payne said his daughter was not happy about this council's decision. I'll go on with this. It's very interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, and they tried to, this is what happens when you try to shut things up in the age of the internet.
That's right.
855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even at stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the, well, it's the live Sunday edition, but it's not like every live Sunday edition. This is the special live Sunday edition. We are at the Rogers Campground for, well, getting ready to start off the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And this is what we're calling Porkfest Eve here. The Porcupine Freedom Festival hasn't started off quite yet, but we're doing a remote broadcast. That's why the audio sounds a little different here on Free Talk Live. But you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been all over the board here this evening.
And have to add that if you miss a moment of the show tonight, you'll still be able to get the archives because I believe Ian's handling that tonight.
That's right.
Over at freetalklive.com.
Archives going back the last 6 years or so are always free at archives.freetalklive.com. The last 7 days are right on the front page of Free Talk Live, but you can go there and archives.freetalklive.com and get free archives. I can't think of another commercial radio program out there that's doing the same thing for you. There might be one, but there aren't too many. Free Talk Live, we just really love you. And if you are coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you need to pick up camping, hunting, and shooting gear. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting really kind of close as far as shipping goes. But
you might have it by the end of Porkfest week.
That might be true. But they have camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear there. They've got the name brands. Even if you don't go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, if you know an outdoors person or are an outdoors person, this is the best place to get the name brands and get them at the best prices. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, and everything else that the outdoors enthusiast will need. They've got them. They've got an outstanding rating with the Better Business Bureau. And some prices are so good they can't even be mentioned on the air. The manufacturers won't allow it. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right, Mark. Well, I want to hear more about this 9-year-old food blogger.
That's right.
whose budding career was quashed by the state there in the UK.
The state did a really great job of kicking her career into the stratosphere, frankly, because by telling her that she could no longer blog right after she got some press attention, well, she had to say goodbye to the 3 million people, I guess, that had been on her blog. And, you know, there's a big ruckus created here. This is Martha Payne. And her dad was being interviewed on the BBC Radio's Good Morning Scotland. And he said, I understand that it's brought pressure from around the world and media interest, but it's really out of our control. We're very supportive of the school. The fact that she has been encouraged to blog and she got permission to do that is a testament to them. Everyone in the kitchens has been wonderful to Martha, and she enjoys going to lunch every day. Local MSP Mike Russell, Scotland's educational secretary, tweeted that he would be writing to the council's chief executive in his capacity as local MSP, calling for the daft ban to be overturned, because basically they told this little girl after she was taking pictures of her food and, you know, talking about how many bites it took to, you know, in a nutritional meter for the food, that she couldn't do it anymore because they felt like they were in fear for their jobs. With seeing
that's the real problem here. That's what's really going on.
Yeah, celebrity chef Jamie Oliver tweeted, "Stay strong, Martha," before urging his 2.3 million followers to retweet the message.
Oh, wow. Yep. You know, this reminds me of, wasn't there like some boss of a teacher's union or something who said, I'll care about the kids when the kids start paying union dues?
Yeah, that's
it's really all about the lunch ladies who are afraid to lose their job. Not that they're all ladies, I shouldn't say that, but, you know, the cafeteria workers who were afraid to lose their jobs.
The Argyll and Bute Council later issued a statement defending its position and claimed that the media coverage, the blog, had led the catering staff to fear for their jobs. I wonder why. I mean, shouldn't they?
Catering staff, really? That's what they're calling them? That sounds a little more upscale than it really is.
Lunch ladies.
Catering, yeah. In my high school, they would scoop a lump of, like, unrecognizable vegetable mush, maybe, if you were lucky, and then they would, like, pile on the most greasy chicken nuggets and tater tots you could imagine, maybe pizza sometimes, and the pizza would just goob over the styrofoam plate. But
ketchup's a vegetable, right?
According to the government, yeah, so is pizza, because it has some
tomato
minuscule
sauce.
Amount of tomato sauce in it.
So it added that the photographic images uploaded appear to only represent a fraction of the choices available to pupils, so a decision has been made by the council to stop photographs being taken at the school canteen. There have been discussions between senior council staff and Martha's father, but despite an acknowledgement that the media coverage has produced these unwarranted attacks, he intimated that he would continue with the blog.
Ooh.
So, you know, it's gotten rather heated here, and I think that it's just, I think it's really pathetic that this school felt that the best way to handle this was to shut it up. And this just goes
isn't
to show...
Isn't that what they usually tell kids, though? Shut up, sit down, be quiet.
Well, this is what they're going to tell the press every time that they can.
Yeah.
And they've been reasonably successful with it. You know, people will say that there's a free press in the United States, but I think isn't it ranked like in the 40s as far as press freedom in the world?
In the 50s, I think.
In the 50s?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the United States, like, by no means press freedom.
Right.
You know, they've got a major news network cameraman getting arrested on sidewalks for, you know, just filming on sidewalks.
Oh, yeah, or people who just put YouTube videos up of police.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely. So,
facing, like, 7, you know, years in jail for felony wiretapping, stuff like that.
This is what happens because the government knows that it has very little accountability, and this little girl had brought a new kind of accountability along, you know, with digital cameras,
right,
and a blog. A 9-year-old, or I'm just saying she's 9. I frankly don't know how old this young lady is, but I can look here, and it doesn't look like she's had those front teeth a whole long time. She's cute.
You know,
she's very cute.
You know, nobody listens to kids in society. Like, they are one of the least heard voices, I guess, out of anybody. And finally, you know, maybe she was getting a little bit of a voice, and they just shut her down.
Yeah. Well, it says here, Martha says, I'm a growing kid. I need to concentrate all afternoon. And I can't do that on one croquette. I'm not sure what a croquette is.
Salmon croquettes?
Any of you think you could?
Some cake of fish or something?
Something. You know,
I'm sure the school butchers it, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is, it doesn't sound like it's very much. She doesn't
probably
think
take some, like, mashed up tater tots and mix it with a little bit of, like, mystery meat and then call it a croquette.
Yeah. Apparently there's a 1 2-pound lunch that's in pounds sterling, lunch of a pizza slice, a croquette, sweet corn, and a cupcake. And, you know, that was the meal. And, you know, it wasn't much different than what I had when I was going to school. And
yeah,
you only ate half of it because most of it was foul anyway.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know.
And the thing that cracked me up in school was that they were always saying how important it was for kids to get their school subsidized breakfast and stuff like that. And if you were, like, if your family made under a certain level of income, you qualified for a, quote, free lunch from, or free breakfast from the school. Or you'd only have to pay, like, 20 cents or something to get, like, some French toast sticks and a thing of maple syrup.
I remember maple syrup. Kids would say, oh, he gets free breakfast or something like that. They would talk about that.
I think that was going on, too. But, like, the point is, like, it's not really that much of a service to the kids because they're giving them this food that's, like, really not very good.
What are they getting paid
for? Not very high quality.
What are they spending per pupil?
Yeah, because they do get money from the federal government for the school lunch program.
They do.
Yeah.
They really do. So, you know, this, just another instance of the press being shut up, young people being shut up, and, you know, it's kind of sad. It doesn't, this is what's going to occur now with the internet. It's very difficult. The things have changed for government organizations. It used to be they would have been successful. If they wanted me to stop when I was a kid, I wouldn't have had the kind of voice that this Martha Payne has.
Oh, what could you have done? I mean, you'd have to, like, put up flyers in your community, but even then it doesn't have much of a reach, or you'd have to call big mainstream newspapers, do an expose on the schools, and they wouldn't do that because they want to be able to interview the principal when they have a whatever, you know, need for a story. So, yeah, I mean, what could we have really done about that, Mark, before the internet? It's the power of citizen journalism.
Yeah, in this case, it was a local newspaper that did the first story, which really broke this on a national scale. So, you know, maybe you could have gotten as a young kid, you know. But she really just started this as a project, you know. And the story wasn't anything until she got shut down.
Yeah.
And
I mean, and what about, like, you know, she could grow up to be a journalist, or she could grow up to be some kind of media person. Who knows? Like, she's showing that she has an interest in documenting things and in nutrition, right? And that she knows how to blog. She knows how to use a website.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's a little unusual, right?
Else she's shown.
Mm-hmm.
30,000 pounds worth of fundraising ability. She raised 30,000 pounds for Mary's Meals charity.
Wow.
In the process of all this hullabaloo of her not being able to, you know, write about and take pictures of her school lunches.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, and that's obviously a backfire of what they had intended. But, I mean, I hope she doesn't stop blogging because of this. I hope she'll be back. And, you know, this is just another example of trying to shut the kids up.
Get out there, Martha.
Here, move along.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition, 855-453.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world, Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio, it's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com, ccrane.com.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquavelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva.